106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lines for our conversation with OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin, and it's tournament time, so this is kind of a tournament edition of Titan Talk. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Anytime you're starting the second season, as they call it, you got to be excited because it's now a race to the finish line, and that finish line is obviously down in Columbus.
You're absolutely right. It's a great time of the year, my favorite time of the year. The kids are excited. The fans are excited. And, you know, we've worked really hard to get to this point. So now we really want to stretch this out and, like you said, make a long tournament run.
You had a big game on Friday, and that's one of those games that was exciting. You went into overtime. You pulled it out, and you won an outright league championship. Are those the kind of pressure-type games that are great to build on as you head into the tournament?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a hostile environment going over to the field house and Elida. And, we didn't play our best game, which you're not going to play your best every single night. You've got to find ways to win. And we faced some adversity. We had some guys sick all through the week. We had just multiple things that we could have used as excuses, but our guys just dug down and they found a way to get away with the victory.
It was an exciting game to listen to. Anytime you get a win over Elida, and particularly in basketball, it's always a lot of fun. So you've got the sectional final tonight at Miller City. You're going to be playing Spencerville, and I understand the OG teams are no stranger to tournament time and making good runs in tournament play, but do you have to change the style of how you coach from the next two or three weeks?
No, I don't think so. I think you try to keep it as normal as possible. Obviously, each game seems like the stakes are a little bit higher, obviously, but our guys come out there and they got to play hard and they got to play loose and they got to have fun. And, you know, those things happen. We tend to play pretty well. I think as a coach, you really try to fine tune some things. You really want to make sure that your execution's sound and the players have a full understanding of what you're trying to accomplish. But as far as the X's and O's and your practice routine and things like that, I think you try to keep it as normal as possible.
You take a look at the game like you had Friday night, huge game for Owen. Do you have to worry about him being the guy that everybody concentrates on?
Well, I hope it's problematic in the fact that they have to prepare for him.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have him on your side. But Owen's going to play his game. He's going to take what the defense gives him.
Sure.
Like you said, we got guys around him that can really score the basketball, and we didn't shoot real well last game, but I feel super confident that tonight our guys are going to come out, and those shots that we missed last week, they're going to fall, and I think that's the mindset that our guys have. They put a lot of time in the offseason to shoot the ball and shoot the ball with confidence, and that's not going to waver them. So they'll be ready to put on a show tonight, and hopefully we can follow through.
Well, the other great thing about tournament time in particular with OG, I know other teams have great fans as well, but it seems like the OG fans pick it up a notch when it comes to tournament time.
It's just something that we're passionate about. Boys, girls, it doesn't matter. We start selling tickets early in the week, and it's been a constant line. So that's what we want, and that's what makes OG basketball special. And I think sometimes, unfortunately, I think we take it for granted, and
sure,
it's something we never should. But it's pretty special, and I think if you talk to outsiders to have a day like that, I think
yeah,
it would be something unique and special, but it's a regular occurrence here.
Well, they're all important now, not like they weren't during the regular season, but they're all important now. You begin the road to Columbus through Miller City tonight against Spencerville. We certainly wish you the best of luck. Go Titans.
Hey, go Titans. Thanks for having me.